Cancer. Health Cabinet Secretary, CS, Deborah Barasa said breast cancer remains the most diagnosed cancer in the country with over 7,200 new cases annually. The CS says the government is taking initiatives like Universal Health Coverage, UHC, and Social Health Authority, SHA, towards reducing mortality rates and providing comprehensive care. Barasa urged Kenyans to take an active role in the fight against cancer by registering with SHA for free primary healthcare services and ensuring regular screenings. She says breast cancer is increasingly becoming a medical condition of major concern to the authorities and underscoring the need to focus attention on awareness creation and routine screening in order to drive early treatment and prevention. The CS expressed the need for an increased nationwide awareness campaign on the increasing rate of breast and cervical cancer in the country. The CS described as unacceptable the high rate of cancer among a disease in which abnormal cells divide uncontrollably and destroy body tissue, among women in the country, underscoring the need to tackle the causes of the scourge. Breast cancer is a condition in which breast tissue becomes cancerous and begins to grow out of control, and some signs and symptoms include breast lump, lump in the armpit, change in the color of breast skin and disoriented nipple position, among others. Deborah was speaking in Kwale County when she officially commissioned a multi-million shilling oncology center and called on the 47 devolved governments that are facing a growing cancer burden to construct new cancer healthcare centers with the aim of enhancing accessibility and prompt cancer response and treatment. A view of the ultra-modern Kwale Oncology Center at the Kwale Referral Hospital inaugurated by Health CS Deborah Barasa, photos by KNA. She said new oncology centers in the counties will elevate cancer care in the country besides helping tackle cancers that are currently on the rise, which has been placing a strain on existing medical facilities. The CS said the national government has been taking steps to further expand cancer medicine services within the national healthcare system. Dr. Barasa also witnessed the groundbreaking of the intensive care unit, ICU, and renal unit at the Kanango Sub-County Hospital, which she said is essential for delivery of critical care during emergencies and tackling the increasing prevalence of kidney-related health issues in the community. This new modern oncology center is a major milestone in our fight against cancer, ensuring life-saving cancer care is accessible and affordable for the people of Kwale and surrounding regions, said Barasa. She disclosed that her ministry is actively engaged to ensure that the best range of healthcare infrastructure and anti-cancer medicine are provided for optional treatment outcomes of cancer patients in the country. The Health CS noted that the government has established policies, strategies and guidelines to support the country in implementation of cancer prevention, cancer management and treatment, as well as palliative and rehabilitation. Barasa encouraged the public, especially women, to engage in regular screening for early detection and successful treatment of breast and cervical cancer. Breast and cervical cancer could be prevented and treated if detected early enough and save lives, she said, and called on the people to stop stigmatizing those suffering from the disease. Kwale Governor Fatuma Rakani noted that the high costs of cancer treatments for the killer disease add distress, hardships and burden to a patient and their family, and decried the lack of resources to cushion the effect of cancer. Governor Rakani said the new ultra-modern center is expected to radically change cancer care for patients in the coastal county. She said the new center will house all oncology services under one roof, providing free healthcare to residents and improving the healthcare delivery system. The county boss said inaugurating the new center will aid greatly in early detection and management of complex cancer problems, noting that life-saving cancer therapy is costly and may result in financial burden for affected families. The new oncology inauguration ceremony was also witnessed by Governors Anne Waiguru, Kirinyaga, Wavan Yerindeti, Machakos, Susan Kihika, Nakuru, Cecily Mbariri, Embu, and Gladys Wanga, Homabay. Others in the entourage were Devolution Principal Secretary Theresia Mbaika and CEO Council of Governors Mary Mwiti.